If you've got your Bible, I want you to turn to the book of Acts. Go to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. And once you find Acts 12, why don't you stand with me real quick? And we're going to read, and we're going to kind of jump through three or four different scripture here in Acts chapter 12. You find Acts 12 and then locate verse number 5. Acts chapter 12, verse number 5. I'm going to read out loud, and we're going to go from Acts 12, verse 5, and then I'll tell you where which verse we'll look at next. All are in Acts chapter 12. Acts 12, 5, it says, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now go down to verse 11. It says, And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Verse 12. When he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Now go down to verse 16. But Peter continued knocking. When they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Those verses will help us to get started on a very simple sermon called Prayer is Simple. And let's pray. Father, bless us now. Lord, I do not want to shortchange you in this service. So, Lord, though our time is a little shorter than normal, I think that because you're in charge of all time, you could certainly take what's said and do something spectacular with it. I pray that you would bless us as we talk about this simple subject, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me tell you the story real quick and what's taking place here in Acts chapter 12. Herod was a king. He was not a good king. He was a bad king. And he had taken and killed James, the brother of John. And then he takes Peter and he puts Peter in prison. He had placed four groups of soldiers around the prison to secure Peter. The Bible says in Acts chapter 12, verse number 5, it says, But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. In other words, Peter's in prison and the church is praying now for Peter, who is in captivity. And there in the evening, Peter was sleeping and he was bound with two chains, sleeping between two soldiers and guards posted outside his door. It looks like they were all a little uneasy about having Peter in captivity. And the church was praying, and God answers prayer and sends an angel to have Peter released. The angel arrives at the prison, and the angel nudges Peter on the side to wake him up. The angel tells Peter, said, get up. Peter's chains fall off. The angel tells Peter to said, Peter, get your shoes, get your garments on. And the angel leads Peter past all the guards, and he is free. Well, Peter goes to the house of Mary, where everybody is having a prayer meeting. You say, what were they praying for? They were praying for Peter to be released. And Peter knocks on the door, and Rhoda comes to the door and says, Who is it? Peter answered. He said, It's me, Peter. Now, she got so happy, she didn't even let him in. She left him outside. She ran to tell everybody else, and they were all on their knees. Now, that's a little intimidating. Everybody's down and praying, and you need to tell them about something. But she was excited, and she said to everybody else that was praying, she said, Peter's here. He's at the front door. And I think some of them said, whoa, come on. This is no game. This isn't funny. That's crazy. It's not that easy. But she insisted and said that he is out there. We've been praying and God has answered our prayer. Now, you say, where was Peter? He's probably out there knocking on the door again because he thought, you know, they're going to be glad to see me. And now they're all in there talking about it. They all think that she's crazy. And she's saying, no, he's out there and Peter's out there. And hope it wasn't raining because he was out there. And, hey, guys, let me in. Now, somebody else ended up opening the door. I don't know if Rhoda had had a lot of sugar or something that day. She might have been bebopping all over the house. But everybody, once Peter walked in, they were just flat out astonished. You say, why? Well, I think they were astonished that God answered the prayer, but I think there's another part of it. I think they were probably astonished at the fact that it was simple. It was simple. You know, I don't think God wants prayer to be complicated. I told you earlier, I looked at some of the things that I'd watched what we'd call theologians do with the subject of prayer, and I thought, what are they doing? The average person's going to take a look at what they had written and say, well, phooey, I can't do that. Well, Jesus never presented prayer in a complicated way. Now, let me give you some simple verses. Psalm 81:10 says, "Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it." You know what this is talking about? It's talking about prayer. Now, listen. By the looks of this crowd, it's very easy for you to understand, open your mouth wide and he will fill it. Doesn't God make that simple? He made it so all of us could understand it. In Matthew 7:7, he said, "Ask and it shall be given you." Oh, I'm glad it's simple. In James 4:2, he said, "You have not because you ask not." I think I understand that. In Psalm 102:17, he said, "He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer." That's simple. In James 1:5, he said, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and it shall be given him." I got to looking at a bunch of verses on prayer. You know what, Brother Edwards? They're simple. They're simple. And folks, God wanted to make the thing of prayer simple. And prayer is just asking God for something. That's all. Don't make it more than that. And don't make it too complicated. And I'll say this later. The biggest failure regarding prayer is not our technique. It's just our lack thereof. Some people tend to give the impression that prayer is complicated, and maybe that justifies the lack of success that they see in prayer. But God made it easy. Prayer is simply going to God and asking God for what we feel we need. And God made it simple. Now, my sermon, as usual, is going to be extremely simple. But prayer is simple. Let me tell you, first of all, and for some of you, I don't think you pray, and I think you need to pray. And if somehow you've been intimidated away from prayer because you're not sure what to do or you're not sure how to do it, and somehow you thought it was more complicated than that, the Bible makes prayer simple, and God wrote the Bible. So let me tell you this. Simply pray according to the Bible. And that's my first point. Simply pray according to the Bible. Listen to this verse. Actually, two verses. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, it says this. "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. If we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him." Now, the word ask and the word prayer are almost identical. They're almost the very same word. And it said here, if we ask anything according to His will. Now, you said pray according to the Bible. Here's what I mean by that. God just said, when you pray, you need to pray things that would be my will. Okay? You say, well, how will I know what is His will? You look in the Bible. And so, that means this. If God's for it, go ahead and pray for it. If the Bible disapproves of something, there's really no sense in praying for it. God, you don't have to pray and say, God, should I rob the bank? That's a waste of your prayer time. Folks, don't pray for what God wouldn't want. You say, so then what should I pray for? For what God would want. It's that simple. Don't make it more complicated than that. So, simply pray according to the Bible. That's what it means by praying about something that would be His will. You say, well, wonder if I'm not sure it's His will or not. Always let the Bible be your guide about that. Be careful not to let your feelings or emotions make the determinations about what is God's will, but let the Bible make the determination about what God's will. Because your emotions change, but the Bible never changes. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. So, simply pray according to His will, or pray according to the Bible. Let me give you another little step, a simple idea about prayer. Simply pray in a humble fashion. Just very simply, pray in a humble fashion. In Psalm chapter 10, verse 17, it says, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. that will prepare their heart and will cause thine ear to hear. Now, God said he'll hear the desire or the request of the humble. He hears that desire. Boy, that's what I want. You say, well, preacher, what does it mean? How do I pray humbly? Well, you don't have to be on your knees to pray, but I highly recommend it. I realize that, hey, look, you can walk and pray, and you can drive and pray, and some of us pray when you drive. But you can walk and pray, and you can ride your bike and pray, and you can be driving and pray. But I want to recommend to everybody here that there is a time when you humble yourself and you get on your knees as if you're bowing down in front of God. I think that's a sign of humility. It's not only a physical humble approach, but I think there is a mental and a spiritual humble approach as well. When he said he hears the desires of the humble, I think we should bow a physical knee. I think we should bow, if you will, in humility in regard to our emotion and in regard to, hey, listen, don't pray in pride. Pray as if you're nothing. And he is everything. Because he said, I'll hear the desire of the humble. Don't be afraid to humble yourself. Don't be afraid to humble yourself to the point of begging. Now, you ever heard one human being say to another, well, I'm not going to beg. Okay, you might not want to beg to another human being, but could I say to every Christian in here, there's nothing wrong in the world with you begging God in prayer. For some of you, maybe the reason you don't get your prayers answered is there's just way too much pride involved in your praying. Does he have something that you need desperately? You say, well, I don't want to be humiliated. Why not? He's God. We're just lowly, sinful human beings. There are times when I really want something from God. It's not only that I get on my knees. There have been many times I've in my office laid flat on my stomach with my face on the ground to God. You say, why? I want to put myself as low down in my thinking and my body as I can. Prayer is simple. Simply be humble. Don't be arrogant with God in your prayer. I don't think you ought to approach God and say, God, I want this and I deserve it. Oh my. No. No. Prayer is humbly asking God, not telling God. So, simply pray according to his will. You say, how do I find out his will? If the Bible's for it, okay. If the Bible's not for it, you shouldn't be praying it. Simply pray in a humble fashion. When you can, humble your body. Humble your mind. Humble your attitude. Remember, we're nothing. He's everything. Even to the point of begging. Thirdly, you need to simply mean what you pray. Just mean it. Let me give you a verse and then I'll explain it. In Matthew chapter 6, verse number 7, it says, but when ye pray, you use not vain repetition, as the heathen do. For they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Vain repetition. You know what it is? That's a repeating, but it's an insincere and empty repetition. They're repeating something, but they don't really mean it. They just say it over and over and over and over again. Folks, if you want to succeed in prayer, you do it humbly, you do it according to the Bible, His will, and then you need to mean it. Don't let your prayer become empty. Don't pray for show. I think God wants you and I to be very sincere. Now listen, I don't know your heart, and you don't know my heart, but God knows your heart. I tell you something? When you go to prayer, He knows whether you mean this or not. I think some of you, be careful now. You know, most of the time, the word religion in the Bible, it's a negative. Because people are religious. You know, when you go to prayer, God looks right through you. My mom, she must have known God. My mom could, I would come home from being out playing and she would say, "Where have you been?" And I'm thinking, "How would you know I've been anywhere I shouldn't have been?" She said, "You need to tell me." Man, I'm spilling my guts. I'm saying, "I'm sorry, Mom. I did." And I would think, "Who told you?" She said, "You just did." Parents sometimes, you know, parents, isn't it true? Don't you have a perception about your kids? And you say, I can see right through you. Let me tell you, if a human parent has a little bit of that, your Heavenly Father has a whole bunch of that, and He sees right through you. When you're playing religion, and you go to prayer, and you don't mean it, He knows. One thing I'm not a good prayer, but one thing I've always done with God, when I get with Him, I'm just real. This sounds silly. I often start my prayer. I'll say, "Lord, you know me, but I need to ask you for something." I'll be real honest. You know me so well. You know I don't deserve it. I want to ask because you told me I could. If you don't give it to me, I don't deserve it. It's okay. But you know me. But this needs to be done. You see, I think we fail at prayer because we're just not real. Don't pray in vain repetition, emptiness, and repeat it. And look, in a minute I'll tell you, it's okay to go back to God over and over with something. But the thing is, this was vain repetition. It was empty. It wasn't real. It wasn't sincere. So I want to pray according to the Bible so I know what I'm asking for could be His will because the Bible says it's okay. Then I need to pray humbly and realize I'm nothing and He's everything. And that sure, I think, helps Him to know that He's the one that has what I need. And I'm kind of hopeless and I just need God. Then I think you need to mean it. Then the fourth thing that I wrote down is this. Simply keep praying. Just keep praying. In Luke chapter 18, verse number 1, it says, "And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." So it tells us, don't faint. It's talking about continue to pray. Keep praying. Many of you, the story in Luke chapter 18, and here's the story that tells this or illustrates this thing of praying and not fainting. In a city, there was a judge and there was a widow. And the widow goes to the judge and says, "Judge, avenge me of mine adversary." And he said, not now. He wouldn't do it. So the widow goes back to the judge and again says, "Judge, avenge me of mine adversary." And he says, not now. Don't bother me right now. And she goes back and she says, "Avenge me of mine adversary." And finally, the basic premise is the judge said, "Okay, lady, I'm going to do it. Just leave me alone about it." Now, y'all ever been there? And God said, just keep coming back and sincerely keep coming back. And He said, I have a way to answer your prayer. Just keep praying. I think we should be willing to ask more than one time. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You say, well, that's demeaning. God would tell me to ask more than once. Anything that God asks you to do is, even if it was demeaning, it's okay. I mean, He's God and we're the human race, whatever He wants. I don't know that the purpose is to make us feel bad about ourselves. Maybe He just wants to find out how bad you want it. And you have to remember this, folks. You know, we all think prayer's all about getting things. To God, prayer's all about getting you. He wants to be with you. Now, you go to God to get something. When He sees you coming, His delight is being with you. You say, well, if He tells me that I should repeat my request, you know what it is? He could have given it to you the first time, but if He gave it to you the first time, He only got a couple moments with you. But wonder if you keep going back. God says, wow, I get to be with you over and over and over again. It means something to God. But pray and keep doing it. The Bible said, it said, pray and don't faint. It's all right to make that request over and over again. You don't have to give up. I wrote a book many, many years ago on the subject of character. Then I wrote a second book called More Character. I even did a little coloring book about character. You might expect me to say this, but I think the biggest problem in Christianity that I see regarding prayer, it's our character. Prayer's not that hard. You just have to do it. You just have to do it. And in this case, he said, come back again. People are not real good at being consistent in their Christian life like they ought to be. And a case in point, how well do you do about having a daily prayer life? Do you take time to pray every day? Really? Pray every day? Now, you could all say, amen, and it's okay. You can tell me anything you want. God knows the truth, though. God knows if we pray. And the issue, it's not that prayer's complicated. The issue is you and I, we just don't do what we're supposed to do. But prayer can be very simple. But he said, we ought always to pray and not to faint. So keep after it. If you have a request and it's in the will of God, go to Him humbly and just go ahead and ask, and then ask again tomorrow, and then ask again the next day. God has no problem with that. He doesn't mind you repeating it, but He wants you to mean it. So make sure if you ask on day one, you meant it. And if it's day 50, mean it again on day 50. That then is not vain repetition. That is not fainting about the request. Let me go on. Number 5. Prayer is simple and simply just ask for what you would want. Psalm 27:4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. I have a feeling the psalmist was saying, I know what it is that I want, and I am going to ask for what I want. I think sometimes our prayers are not definite. Too often our prayers are maybe a little vague. Maybe God would like us to zero in on some things. The psalmist did say, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and I will seek that. Sounds to me like there could have been 100 things, but he said, I know there's this one thing, and I know what that one thing is, and I want that one thing, and I'm going to go to God about that one thing. Sounds like the psalmist was pretty definite about what he wanted. I think God can answer our prayers when we beat around the bush, but he did tell us it might be a good idea to just figure out what it is you're looking for and get right down to it. I don't think there's anything wrong with praying specifically. I love those stories where people would say, I was praying specifically for this, and God brought it to me. I think sometimes we're a little too vague in our prayers. Did you know that if I'm trying to get to a certain destination, my GPS is pretty specific about how to get there? My GPS doesn't say, well, kind of go north, and then maybe 5 or 6 or 7 miles up, kind of turn left. That's not what the GPS does. Why? Because I'm trying to go from where I'm at to a specific point, and it's going to take me there in a specific way. And if a GPS works that way, I'm going to guess sometimes in prayer you need to say, God, this is what I'm after, and I know what it is, and I'm coming to you, and I'm asking you for that. And I get that from where the psalmist said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. So, prayer's not difficult. It's simple. Pray in God's will. In other words, make sure it lines up with the Bible. Simply be humble when you pray. Mean it. Don't let your prayers be empty. If you're praying for something, mean it. Then keep doing it. Don't faint. And then ask for what you want. And then you just have to ask. And now I say something that I said earlier. In James chapter 4, verse number 2, it says, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Now, anybody that's been in this church anytime, you've heard me say this about prayer. The biggest problem with our not getting what we want in regard from God is that we just don't pray. The big hindrance in the prayer life is that there is no prayer life. Said, you have not because you ask not. Boy, isn't it simple? God said, be humble, pray in my will. And he gives us, he said, just be real. Don't be afraid to repeat yourself. Mean it. He makes it real, real simple. And then he said, you know what? The basic problem is the reason why you don't have is because you don't ask. That's real simple to understand. There's a difference, I think, in having a prayer time and having a prayer life. Now, I think it's a wonderful idea for everybody here to have a time when you're going to pray. I have a set time that I pray every day. But just because you had a set time that you went to prayer does not mean that you're day of prayer should be over with because that time's over with. Have a set time when you pray. But could I recommend that you pray on the way to work and pray while you're at work? And you ought to just keep praying. I think you should have the set time because I think the set time assures that you're going to meet with God. But I think, folks, don't just have a prayer time. Have a prayer life. Keep on praying. Most Christians just don't pray. It's a sad thing. Many Christians will go to pray and they'll fall asleep while they pray. Many Christians will go to pray and they cannot concentrate on their prayers. They want to check their telephone. They want to check their email. They want to check the news. They want to go get a cup of coffee. They want to put the dog out. They want to let the wife in. They're always looking for something to do. There's always something that will take their mind off of their prayer. Folks, we have not because we ask not. We just don't get down to this thing called prayer. So, prayer's not complicated. God didn't intend for it to be complicated. Let me give you two little pieces of this prayer puzzle or the simplicity of prayer, and we'll be done. When you pray, believe God. Just believe God. Have faith in God. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, that's prayer, must believe that he is. Now, I want to stop right there. It's sad to me, but I almost believe God saying, there's some people who come to pray, but they don't even believe I'm a real God. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Part of the reason why we don't get our prayers answered is I'm not sure we really believe he is God. But he said, I'll reward you if you have right faith in God. Do you believe that he is? Is there a real God to whom you're praying? You know, if you really thought there was a God to whom you were praying, you might not fidget and play and not be real while you were doing it. I mean, think about it. If the great God of the universe were sitting in that chair right there, and it was prayer time, would you kneel and pray? Play? Would you check your text? You wouldn't do any of that. You would be in the presence of God because He's real. Well, folks, He's real whether you get to see Him or not. So, it said, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So simply, believe God. The Bible talks about coming to God boldly. You say, what does that mean? That's not a cockiness. That's not an arrogance. That is coming to God and praying the way God told us to pray, and then believing that He will give us result because we did it His way. So, the whole lesson, and I'm finished. I think they were astonished when they finally opened the door for Peter to come in for two reasons. I think they were astonished that their prayer had been answered, but I think they also said, wow, that wasn't that hard. Prayer's not hard, folks. It's quite simple. Did you hear those little simple points? Look, pray the way the Bible teaches about prayer. Be humble. Mean it. Keep doing it. Ask for what you want. Ask. And believe God's real. And that's pretty well what the Bible teaches about prayer. Don't overcomplicate it. The hard part for you is just doing it. Isn't that true? It's doing it. You say, I like that lesson. We'll find out how much you like it tomorrow. And then in 2 weeks, you won't even remember this was ever taught. And you have not, because you ask not. I want you to have a prayer life, not just a prayer time. This can make all the difference in the world, your walk with God. Just remember this. You need to stay in your Bible. That's how God talks to you. You need to stay on your knees. That's how you talk to God. And you need to witness, because that's how you talk for God. And those three things, they're always going to be priorities in a successful Christian life. Don't miss them. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Prayer is not difficult. God didn't intend for it to be difficult. They were astonished that Peter was out. They were astonished because the prayer was answered, but they were astonished on it was simple. Are you praying like you should? Are you praying in this simple way? If not, maybe you need to push the reset button in your prayer life. There's some of you, you used to pray, but you don't anymore. Some of you used to have a pretty tight relationship with God because of prayer, but that's not the case anymore. Are you backslidden in regard to your prayer? Have you lost your faith in God? Who here tonight would say, Pastor, God spoke into my heart. Tonight, I've been challenged, something about this lesson specifically. I've been challenged about my prayer life. And God helping me, I'm going to do something about it. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? Their hands up everywhere. You may put your hand down. We'll have an altar call if you need a moment at the altar. I hope that you'll come. The pianist will begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Prayer is simple. Psalm 81:10, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Matthew 7:7, ask, and it shall be given you. James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. Psalm 102, verse 17, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Pray according to his will. Pray humbly. Not vain repetition, but be sincere and mean what you pray. Don't give up. Don't faint. Be specific about what you want. Just ask. And truly believe there is a God. And that God
rewards His people
by giving them their requests in prayer. That pretty well sums up the simplicity of prayer. Children, it's not hard. You just go to Jesus and you pray. Teenagers, you could have a prayer life. You go to God. You talk to God. You communicate with God. Adults, I fear for the average adult that's been in church any time that it's vain repetition. It's just, there's no sincerity in it. And God looks down at your heart while you're praying, and He knows whether you mean what you're doing or not. Mean it. This is the last time through the song. We'll pray and we'll be on our way.